All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something I think is really on everyone's mind, especially if you're selling on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
It's PPC.
Absolutely.
Pay-per-click advertising.
Yeah.
It's essential, right? I mean, to get seen, to get those sales.
It really is, yeah.
But it can feel like a constant uphill battle, right?
Yeah.
Especially with those costs always seeming to rise.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that, you know, the material you've shared really highlights as a major pressure point for sellers in 2025. I mean, just look at the numbers, right?
Yeah.
The cost per click, it's climbed significantly. We're talking a 15, even up to 20% jump in some major categories since just last year.
Yeah.
So naturally that puts the squeeze on your profitability, right? Your ACO says that advertising cost of sale, it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And to make things even trickier, Amazon's algorithms, they're not getting any simpler. They're more sophisticated, which means, you know, you really got to be on point with your relevance, strong conversion rates. It's not just about throwing more money at the ads like what it maybe used to be.
Totally, totally. It's a whole new ballgame. So that's really what we're here to unpack in this deep dive.
Yeah.
We've got this awesome guide, and our mission, really our mission together, is to kind of pull out those advanced, actionable things you, our listener, can actually put to work right away.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you can, you know, see those sales climb, hopefully without breaking the bank.
And the great thing is this guide, it really does lay out some crucial areas for doing just that. You know, we're going to be looking at smarter ways to structure your campaigns, you know, getting that focus. We'll dive into some of the bidding tactics that are more nuanced, really understanding how important it is to boost, you know, how well your listing actually converts those clicks into sales, even bringing in some traffic from outside Amazon.
Right.
And of course, strategically using those AI-powered tools that Amazon gives us. So it's a comprehensive approach. And in today's environment, that's really what it takes.
That's what it takes. Okay, I love it. Let's unpack this. So starting with how we organize things, right?
Yeah.
This tier system the guide introduces. I'm curious, what's the core principle behind structuring our campaigns this way?
You know, it's fascinating. The really fundamental idea here is segmenting your campaigns based on what their goal is. You know, think of it as segmenting for focus, right? Like we want to discover, we want to convert, and then we want to protect. So you have the research tier, and this is where you're using broad match keywords, generally lower bids. It's all about exploration,
right?
You're casting a wide net, trying to figure out new search terms that are actually getting you impressions and clicks.
Okay.
Then you've got the performance tier. Now, this is where your higher budget campaigns live.
Yeah.
You're using exact and phrase match keywords, the ones that have already proven themselves, shown they lead to sales. And finally, you've got this defense tier, which is so vital. This is all about safeguarding your brand, making sure that when people are searching specifically for you, your brand terms, your product listings, they're right there.
Yeah.
So it's about creating this targeted flow, not just this chaotic mix of keywords.
That makes a lot of sense. It's almost like having different departments in a company, each with their own objectives.
Yeah.
And you can really measure them.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got that structure. But within that, there's this emphasis on, and I love the phrase, negative keyword harvesting. I mean, it sounds like weeding a garden.
You know, it is. You've hit the perfect analogy there.
Why is this so crucial?
Because it's about maximizing efficiency.
Right.
And a big part of efficiency is eliminating waste.
Right.
So you're regularly reviewing those actual search terms that people are typing in, the ones that are triggering your ads. And if you see terms with, say, more than 10 clicks but zero sales, that's a pretty clear sign you're paying for clicks that aren't converting.
Right.
So you add those non-performing terms as negative exact matches.
Hmm.
You're telling Amazon, don't show my ad for this specific phrase anymore.
Yeah.
You're pulling out those weeds.
Yeah.
So your valuable plants can thrive and, you know, even smarter, setting up alerts, right? Like if a keyword exceeds your target ECS after, say, 15 clicks, boom, alert, address it.
Okay.
It's all about staying on top of it.
So we've got that smart structure, different tiers for different goals, and we're being disciplined about those negative keywords to really cut out that waste.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about getting more sophisticated with our bids.
Right.
The guide mentions dynamic bid multipliers.
Yes.
Based on conversion rates. And this sounds powerful. How does this actually work in practice? And what data should we be paying close attention to?
This is where it gets really, really interesting, right?
Yeah.
So instead of just setting a static bid, you're actually telling Amazon to automatically adjust your bids up or down based on how well that keyword has performed in terms of its conversion rate over the past 7 days.
Oh, okay.
And the guide, it actually gives us some really specific ranges here.
Yeah.
So for example, if a keyword has a conversion rate above 15%, you might boost your bid by 20 to 50%.
Wow.
Right. The logic there is, hey, if it's converting well, you want to be more aggressive, capture that traffic.
Makes sense.
Conversely, if a keyword's conversion rate is below 5%, well, you'd reduce your bid by, again, 20 to 50%. Avoid throwing money at something that's not working. And then, you know, those keywords have fallen between, you make smaller adjustments, maybe none at all.
Right.
It's all about data-driven decisions, responding to those metrics.
Okay, so those specific percentages, that really takes some of the guesswork out of it.
Absolutely.
It's like, okay, let the data drive.
And the guide also talks about dayparting. Now, is that still a thing? Is this still an effective tactic for Amazon ads?
You know, it really is. And think about it this way, right? Think about your customer, your ideal customer. What are their behavior patterns? Are they more likely to be on Amazon, browsing, buying in the evenings after work, maybe during their lunch break?
Right.
Dayparting, it lets you schedule those bid adjustments based on the time of day. So, you know, maybe increase bids by 10 to 20% during those peak periods, decrease them by 20 to 30% when things are slower. And even more strategically, if you notice certain time slots that just consistently underperform, maybe even pause your campaigns entirely.
Yeah.
It's about maximizing when it matters, minimizing when it doesn't.
So we've got our campaigns organized. We've got our bids dynamically adjusting based on performance, time of day.
Yeah.
What's the next critical piece in this puzzle of lowering those PPC costs?
Well, the guide really emphasizes this, and it's boosting conversion rates.
Yeah.
And this is so important, right? Because Amazon's algorithms, they're watching how effectively your product listings actually turn those clicks into sales.
Right.
If your conversion rate's high, it tells Amazon, hey, this product is super relevant to the search terms. And as a result, they might give you better ad placements, maybe even lower your cost per click over time. So optimizing your listing, it's not just about organic sales. It has this direct impact on your PPC campaigns.
So if we want our PPC dollars to go further, to work harder, we got to make sure our listings are really compelling. What are the key things we should be focusing on?
All right, well, the guide, it gives us this really thorough checklist, which is great.
Yeah.
First and foremost, images. You need like at least 7 high quality images. Show your product from every angle, demonstrate it in use if you can. Then there's A+ content. This isn't just a nice to have anymore, this is essential. You're providing more detailed information, comparison charts, lifestyle images. Mm-hmm. Help customers picture themselves with your product. Your title, gotta be clear, concise, incorporate those primary keywords. Aim for that sweet spot, 55 to 80 characters. Bullet points, benefit driven. Tell people how your product solves a problem, improves their life, addresses concerns.
Right. And then reviews. Oh, my goodness. Reviews.
Yeah.
Right. That's social proof. Getting 100+ reviews. That builds so much trust and credibility. And that directly impacts your conversions.
Absolutely. That's a great list. And the guide also talks about A-B split testing. How can we use that to fine tune those listings even more?
So A-B testing, it's all about data-informed decisions, right?
Yeah.
You pick one element of your listing, could be the main image, the title, even your pricing.
Okay.
You create 2 versions, you show these to different segments of your traffic, and you watch which one performs better in terms of conversions. The key here is test one thing at a time. That way you know what's driving the change, and run the test long enough, at least 7 days, or until you've got about 1,000 sessions.
Okay.
That way you're confident in the results.
Yeah.
Once you've got a winner, you implement that change and you move on to the next thing. It's constant improvement. Okay, I love that. Now the guide then makes this interesting shift. It starts talking about Amazon attribution and cross-channel marketing. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, how does driving traffic from outside Amazon, how does that actually help us lower our PPC costs on Amazon?
So the fundamental idea here is you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
You're not solely reliant on Amazon PPC. You diversify those traffic sources. You tap into audiences that might be more targeted, maybe cheaper to reach.
Okay.
And the guide even gives us some typical conversion rate benchmarks. So like email marketing, it often has the highest potential, like 15 to 25%. Then you've got Google shopping ads, Pinterest, YouTube, and then those social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
The takeaway is these external channels can often give you a lower cost per customer acquisition than just sticking with Amazon PPC alone.
That makes sense. But how do we know if that traffic we're driving from, say, Facebook is actually leading to sales on Amazon? That's where Amazon Attribution comes in, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Amazon Attribution, it's this fantastic analytics tool that lets you track your marketing that happens outside of Amazon, but you see it all in your Seller Central account.
Okay.
So you create these unique links, right, for each of your external campaigns. Mm-hmm. Could be a Facebook ad, a Google shopping campaign, even a link in an email.
Okay.
And when someone clicks that link, buys your product on Amazon, that sale is tied back to that specific source.
Wow.
So you get this amazing data on what's working, where to put your budget, and maybe where to scale back on PPC.
So it's about getting that complete picture. Okay, so we've talked about optimizing your own stuff, yeah, driving external traffic. Now let's talk about using Amazon's own advertising tools.
Mm-hmm.
The guide outlines these different AI-driven ad types.
Yeah.
Can you give us a quick overview, like, when should we use each one?
Yeah, so Amazon offers a whole suite of these, and each one has its strengths, right? It's best for different things. So sponsored products, auto campaigns, they're great for initial keyword discovery. You let Amazon's algorithm figure out relevant search terms. Then, once you've identified those high-performing keywords, you target them more precisely in your sponsored products manual campaigns. That's for more direct conversions.
Right.
Sponsored brands ads, they're fantastic for brand building, showcasing your line. You often see the logo, multiple products.
Yeah.
Sponsored display ads, these are really useful for retargeting people who've viewed your listings but haven't bought, or even for competitive conquesting, you know, showing your ads on your competitors' pages.
Interesting.
And finally, you've got video ads, which are super effective for products that benefit from a visual demo, you know, a more engaging way to show their value.
Okay. And in terms of our budget, how we actually allocate across those different types, what's the guide's recommendation?
So they recommend prioritizing those ad types that directly drive sales. So the biggest chunk, about 50 to 60%, goes to your sponsored products manual campaigns. These are the ones targeting those proven keywords. Sponsored products auto for discovery, that gets a smaller slice, like 10 to 15%. Sponsored brands for branding and sponsored display for retargeting conquesting, they each get similar amounts, about 15 to 20% and 10 to 15%.
Okay.
So it's this balanced approach, right? Drive those immediate sales, but also invest in visibility, reach the right people.
I like that. Okay. So much good stuff here. And the guide, it actually gives us this implementation roadmap, like a 30, 60, 90 day plan.
It does.
Can you walk us through the key milestones for each phase?
Yeah, it's a structured way to implement this stuff step by step. Mm. So in the first 30 days, the build foundation phase, the focus is on auditing, restructuring your campaigns, using that tier system we talked about, optimizing those listings for better conversions, and establishing your baseline metrics. So you've got something to measure against. Then in the next 30 days, optimize and improve, you start implementing that day parting, those advanced bidding strategies. Mm. You start systematically A/B testing your listings, and you set up Amazon Attribution to track that external traffic. And finally, in the scale and refine phase, that's days 61 to 90, you focus on increasing budgets for your top performers.
Right.
Maybe experimenting with new ad formats, new campaign types to expand your reach, and even exploring those cross-platform integrations to diversify those traffic sources even more.
Okay, so it's like building a strong business, right?
It is.
You got to lay that foundation before you can really start scaling.
Absolutely.
Now, moving beyond just lowering our AQS, how do we truly know if our PPC efforts are really adding to our bottom line? The guide talks about calculating this true PPC ROI. What's that all about?
So this is crucial, and it's something a lot of sellers miss. Your ACS, it only tells you what percentage of your ad revenue you spend on advertising. True PPC ROI, this gives you a way more complete picture of your profitability. You got to factor in all your costs, right? The cost of the product, mm-hmm, fulfillment costs, Amazon fees, advertising, even some of your operational overhead.
Yeah.
You subtract all those from your total revenue from PPC, divide that by your total ad spend, and then you get a real understanding of the profit you're making.
That makes so much sense. It's about looking at the whole picture.
Exactly.
Okay, so the guide also touches on some advanced tactics for, you know, more experienced sellers.
Right.
Things like competitor analysis and making those seasonal adjustments. Can you explain those briefly?
Yeah, so for those seasoned sellers who really want to get ahead, competitor analysis is a goldmine.
Okay.
You're using tools to identify your top competitors, you're analyzing the keywords they're targeting, and you're looking for opportunities, maybe keywords they're missing, or profitable ones you could grab. You can even do what's called conquest campaigns, showing your ads on their product pages. It's about strategically capturing their customers. And then seasonal adjustments, they're huge, especially for products that see demand fluctuate throughout the year. During those peak shopping seasons, you want to increase your bids, capitalize on that buyer intent. When things are slower, you might reduce bids. And then running campaigns specifically for seasonal events, using those relevant keywords, that can be super effective too.
Okay, it's all about being proactive, adapting. Now, the guide has this really interesting case study of a home goods seller. What were the biggest takeaways from that?
So that case study, it really shows how these strategies work in the real world. This seller, they actually increased their monthly ad spend, but their ACOS dropped significantly from 35% down to 22%. And even better, their PPC sales shot up by 57%, and they did all this while actually becoming more profitable. The guide points out that the biggest changes for them were implementing that structured campaign setup, probably the tier system,
Yeah.
and then really managing those negative keywords. It just shows how powerful those fundamentals are.
That's encouraging to hear. Real-world results.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the guide also answers some common questions, FAQs, about Amazon PPC. Let's hit a few of those. What's generally considered a good target AQS to aim for?
Well, the guide emphasizes that your ideal target HUS should really align with your profit margin. Your break-even ATS is basically the maximum you can spend without losing money.
Right.
But in competitive markets, target HUS often falls between 15% and 30%. It really depends on your product, your niche, your goals.
How often should sellers be adjusting their bids?
For campaigns with high spending, you want to monitor and adjust more frequently, maybe 2 to 3 times a week. For smaller campaigns, a weekly review might be enough. The key is to analyze that data, react to those shifts and trends.
Okay, what about the balance between automatic and manual campaigns?
So as a guideline, the guide suggests about 70% of your budget to manual campaigns, where you've got more control, and about 30% to automatic for keyword discovery. But again, you can adjust this based on your business and your goals.
Gotcha. And how should we be measuring the overall success beyond just ACS?
So ACS is important, but it's not the whole picture. You should also be looking at your overall profitability, your organic keyword rankings, and your sales growth. A good PPC strategy, it should be contributing to the bigger picture.
Absolutely. Last one, what's a reasonable minimum daily budget to get started to actually get some meaningful data?
The guide says to aim for at least $30 to $50 per product group. That should give you enough data to assess and make decisions. But keep in mind, it can vary depending on how competitive your niche is and the cost of those keywords.
Makes sense. So as you can see, optimizing your Amazon PPC in 2025, it's this whole comprehensive thing. It's more than just setting up a few ads and hoping for the best.
It really is.
It's about strategy, bid management, conversions, external traffic, using those Amazon tools, and always analyzing your data, adapting.
Yeah, and that 30, 60, 90-day roadmap really makes it manageable. Plus, having that clear understanding of your true PPC ROI, that's key for sustainability and growth.
Absolutely.
And for the pros, competitor analysis, seasonal adjustments, that's where you can get that edge. And that case study, it really proves it, right? Structured campaigns, negative keywords, they make a huge difference.
For sure. So, as you, our listener, think about all this, consider this. How could a more strategic approach to your Amazon PPC impact not just your costs and sales, but your understanding of your customer and the market?
Right.
When you pay attention to those converting search terms, the nuances of your conversion rates, how external traffic performs, you might just find those opportunities you hadn't even thought of before.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. So what's the one area of your PPC strategy that you're most curious to look at more closely? It's probably your best starting point.
Absolutely.
Go take that deeper dive.
Yeah.
That's all for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.